Now to the U.S., where the Census Bureau finds that about 4,000 houses of worship close every year. Today we have the story of one of them. After serving the Jewish community in Revere, Massachusetts for 103 years, Congregation Tefereth Israel is closing. Recently, synagogue members, past and present, returned to reclaim parts of their family histories and recall enduring memories. Bruce Gellerman from Here and Now contributor WBUR has our story.
On the outside, Congregation Tefereth Israel on Nahant Street in Revere, Massachusetts, is a sad sight. The synagogue's chimney collapsed years ago. The roof is caving in. Inside, it's a different story.
Isn't that remarkable? I've never seen anything like that.
Elizabeth Berman is one of the few certified Judaica appraisers in the country. She walks around the shul, marveling at the details.
It really is quite lovely. The wood, the columns are lovely. They're sculpted. Very nice. Very nice.
A wood beam ceiling soars high overhead, a gap between heaven and earth, and space enough for two balconies. Women sat upstairs, separate from men, as was the custom of the Orthodox Jews who fled Lithuania at the turn of the 20th century and founded Congregation Tefereth Israel in 1912. The pews are solid oak. Two gold-leaf lions stand atop the mahogany sacred ark, all hand-carved by local craftsmen.
A lot of the stuff is wonderful. Look at that pendant under the chandelier. It has a rosette with an inscription in it. I think would find a lot of interest on the auction market, or certainly for a historical society or a Jewish museum.
What can be salvaged before this building is demolished will be reclaimed by those who still remember Tefereth Israel as a vibrant place of worship, or sold at auction, the money used to maintain the synagogue's two cemeteries.
This menorah, we donated for my dad, memory of my dad, and when he passed on, so that's something that will be taken.
Ira Novoleski's father once served as vice president of the congregation. For the past decade, Ira has been president, and he'll be the last.
I've just been keeping it going as long as I can. Now we can't afford it anymore. We ran out of money. We just don't have the membership of the 30 members that we have. If we have 10 that actually live in Revere, is a lot. When the families left, they left.
In the mid-20th century, a quarter of the city's population was Jewish, and there were three synagogues. Soon, there'll be just one.
When I was a kid, this would be filled. There'd be people outside waiting. The streets would be blocked off.
73-year-old Bill Lippman is vice president of the synagogue.
There's another one over on Walnut Ave that is now Spanish Church. It had been a shul. And as kids, we'd go from this one to that one to this one. You'd have everybody there.
The Exodus began in the 1960s, a familiar immigrant story. Jews who created a cultural enclave in Revere, Massachusetts, prospered and assimilated.
Families that moved in here in the 30s, 40s, want their children to move out to Newton, down to Sharon, up to Peabody. All right? Always do better than what your parents did. That's the whole idea. Up and out.
Lippman calls the closing of Congregation Tefereth Israel a sad success story. For the past 5 years, the synagogue has had only enough money to hold services on the high holy days. Daily prayers ended long before. Members couldn't find 10 men to make up a minyan, the minimum needed. Women were permitted to participate, but it didn't help. Ira Novoleski even tried a minyan hunter.
We had a minion hunter here who, if we needed a minion during the week, he'd go outside. If he saw a Jewish kid or even a non-Jewish kid sometimes, he'd say, come, minion, minion.
And bring him in.
And bring him in so we have 10 so they can say Kaddish downstairs.
Kaddish, the mourner's prayer, is an obligation no longer fulfilled at Tefereth Israel. The synagogue's executive committee made the difficult decision not to delay the inevitable. The call went out to those who had memorial plaques on the walls honoring family members who had died. Come claim them. Bill Lippman uses a screwdriver to remove Yortzeit memorial plaques bearing lifetimes of memories for Pam Presson.
We have a plaque for my father, Jack Presson. We have a plaque for my grandmother, his mother, his sister, and, you know, people we grew up with.
The metal plaques bear witness to Cones and Silvermans, Blotnick, Sokolovs, Meltzers, and more. Pam Presson left Revere decades ago, but holding the memorial plaques in her hands, the memories of the shul and Jewish community center just down the block rush back.
At the JCC, I took Hebrew school, but then I quit so I could see the Beatles cartoons on Saturday. I didn't want to go to the temple.
For many congregants, the real rock star was a rabbi who presided over Tiferet Israel for nearly half a century.
Rabbi Landis, very famous, very famous.
Temple president Ira Novoleski.
He has the iconic photograph walking on Revere Beach with the sun shining on him. He's a tall guy. He was about 6'4". And he had this long white beard.
Oh, my God. He was an icon.
Susan Peck grew up in Revere. Now a judge in Connecticut, she also remembers Rabbi Landis.
He would, you know, always wear a hat and a long black coat. And he had the most incredible gray beard. And he was revered. I mean, literally, you know, I don't mean to pun on the name Revere, but I mean this. But he was revered by everyone.
As the Revere Temple closes, the memories flow from the sacred to the sublime. Oy, the food, latkes, knishes, and bagels to die for.
I remember at Schwartz's Delicatessen, they had hand-cut Romanian pastrami, and it's never been replicated.
Revere's kosher restaurants and bakeries are long gone. Today, there are bodegas, Asian stores, and halal markets. But Ira Novoleski had hoped the synagogue, which started as a Methodist church long ago, could have seen new life as a mosque.
I talked to the imam and I told him, I said, imam, you know, it's a perfect spot for you. It holds over 400 people in here. The problem is when 450 people come, you will have 400 cars. Where are we going to put them around here? You know, we have no parking here. And he was very common sensible and he says, Ira, you're right.
Soon, the building that was the sacred home to generations of European Jews that settled in Revere, Massachusetts, will be no more. Tiferet Israel is to be demolished. But in the hearts and minds of those old enough to recall are memories of prayers for a better life that were answered. For here and now, I'm Bruce Gellerman.